Pictures are proof, right? Not when fakes are getting so much better. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. There's a long history of trickery with images and media. Even famous photos of the Civil War dead were staged for more impact. Technology has increased our ability to alter pictures and our skepticism of them. Photoshopped is a verb. Now, artificial intelligence brings us so-called deepfakes, very believable pictures that aren't just altered, they're completely made up. Combating disinformation online is a mission for Professor Jevin West at the University of Washington's Information School. He co-created the site whichfaceisreal.com. It shows you two pictures at a time, and you pick which one is real. It's hard. I got it right just 30% of the time. I asked West why it's important to be able to spot fake people.
The danger is that you can use these images to do, you know, things like catfishing or to, you know, write a story about someone that fell victim to a crisis event when in fact they never were real people. But when you create millions and millions of fake humans that are hard to differentiate from real humans, we're now sort of in this world where we not only counterfeit money, but we actually counterfeit people.
What are the ways that we can tell whether a photo of somebody has been computer generated?
Yeah, some of the really easy elements to look for in some of these images, if you're questioning whether this human is an actual real human or not, is to look at things like the background, look at the border of the hair in the background. There's sort of strange things that happens there. Look for asymmetries in things like earrings or the bevels of sunglasses. It does weird things with teeth. For whatever reason, there's all these sorts of things that it doesn't quite do well, but give it 3 years and it'll figure those things out.
Man, this is so terrifying to me because it's like when you can't trust your own senses, then what do we rely on our own like intuition? And so much of that is like already biased and set to believe certain things that may not be true. Like, how do we address this?
I know. And this is why it's something we should be talking about, because I don't know that there's a magical wand other than just getting better at trying to detect this technology and the arguments. And also, just so you know, a lot of the efforts to inject disinformation into our information environments online, their goal is to make you not trust in anything, including the institutions in which you rely. It doesn't want you to trust what you're hearing in the news. And so this is why we need to, you know, jump on this problem as soon as we can as a society, because if not, then we retrench to our little tiny communities. And even there, we might start to distrust. And that democracy depends on trust and discourse. And if that all goes away, it is scary. It does. It scares me. And the fact just our senses itself are being tricked here, you know, I wake up thinking about it at night sometimes, many times.
Jevin West teaches at the University of Washington's Information School. Which Face is Real offers training on identifying fake photos. After doing it, I'm happy to say I got 10 out of 10 right. We'll see how I do in a year. And now for some related links. In a show of how advanced fake human generation has become, Japanese company DataGrid recently announced it's creating full-body, high-resolution images of completely made-up people. Dazed Digital reports that the company is working on improving how those figures move. The company expects they'll be used in advertising. So long casting calls. Google made waves last year by demonstrating a virtual assistant that called a hair salon and, with a very human-sounding voice, booked an appointment.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
That service is part of Google Duplex, which CEO Sundar Pichai recently announced would be moving to web, doing lots of online booking. The Verge says booking over the phone will still be available to some degree, though it says results have been mixed for restaurant bookings. A lot of times, workers won't actually pick up the phone because caller ID says Google. And now a few stories about online misrepresentation and fake news. A study published in Palgrave Communications, which is affiliated with the journal Nature, gives a possible explanation for why fake news is so effective. One, it's not bound by reality. That means it can freely incorporate elements that appeal to us. Things like negative news, threatening stories, things about sex, you know, the stuff you click. A scientist at Emory University wrote an appeal in Scientific American calling for her peers to take more active steps to fight propaganda, in this case, the anti-vaccine movement. She wants scientists to spend less time in the lab and more in communities. Also, speak more emotionally, since that seems to work for the other side. There are heavier-handed approaches. Singapore's government has taken steps to deal with fake news. New rules would give government officials the power to decide whether a news or social media story is false. They could demand removal of such statements. Fake accounts and bots would also be illegal. The BBC reports that penalties could be as high as $733,000 and 10 years imprisonment. That, of course, prompts concerns about the chilling effects on speech by authoritarian regimes. Have a nice day, y'all. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.